resurgence with, you know, bands like Invunche and, you know, some on the Nuclear War Now label. And it's just interesting to see that, like, there definitely were bands doing this, like, a solid 10, 15 years before, you know, this was kind of reaching a more, not mainstream, but, you know, mainstream within underground people. And I think, you know, the Black Twilight Circle bands were definitely one of the ones to truly kind of bring it into popularity. So, you know, Volon, again, playing their new stuff, you know, they're kind of masters of that. So, so again, I mean, I couldn't, I'm going to struggle to even, like, say these bands' names, so plugging that, I do post my replays on throughthemoonlessnight.blogspot.com, so you can always find it uploaded there, and I upload it with the artist name and the song and the album and all that, so you'll definitely be able to comprehend or see the incomprehensible butchered artist names that I try to speak and fail so miserably at. So that was a nice little block of Mexican nationalist black metal stuff. And we're going to move into some slightly different music. So briefly kind of staying with that nationalist kind of spirit, we're going to play some Oi from Japan. This band, Eastern Youth, been really getting into their self-titled album that has been playing considerably on my end over the past week and a half. There's a thread on Metal Forum where people are talking about them and talking about Japanese Oi bands, and this is definitely one of the better ones that I found, or that came out of that. So we'll play some of that, and then get back into some metal. We'll play some Armored Angel, some good early 90s Australian kind of bolt thrower influence stuff. And then I'm also going to play the entire side B of Bathory's self-titled, not because I assume people haven't heard it before, but I did source a cassette, or rather a rip of the original cassette, and it is interesting to listen to. It's not as sort of like blown out and weirdly remastered, and, you know, people have mentioned for a while that, like, if you're listening to if you've listened to Bathory, you know, in the last, or any of the first couple albums, you know, since the mid-90s, you're listening to a remaster that was done in the mid to late 90s. And so this is sourced from the original cassette, and listening to it, having, you know, being one of those people who've only ever listened to the remastered version of Bathory self-titled, it's definitely interesting to hear how different it sounds. So it's like, you know, it's like friggin' 10 minutes, so I figured I'd play it for you. So that's coming up in the next block, but first let's get down with some Eastern Youth, some Japanese Oi, kind of emo-y though, so kind of weird. But yeah, we'll get into some metal after that. So here we go with some Eastern Youth. creepiness will play us out. That is some Botulism. Really good. Oh, God, where are they from? Netherlands? Holland? I think they're from Holland. Great black metal. Really, really strange stuff. And I think that might have been their debut. Not totally sure. But, yeah, it came out a couple years ago. Great stuff on, I think, New Era Productions. Really kind of not afraid to be garish and experimental, so love that kind of stuff. That was Botulism. Before that, some self-titled Bathory off of audio sourced off of the original tape. That was the second half of that LP, which frankly never gets old. So figured I would play that. Before that, some Armored Angel, pretty underrated death metal from Australia. Great EP there, Stigmartyr. Some Bathory influenced stuff. Coming into the next block, I'm going to be playing another song off of the new Grenadier album. Surprisingly digging it a lot more than I expected. I thought that their first album was kind of a shameless Argoslint ripoff. I think this is still that, but it's well done. I think no issues with a band ripping off another band if they can kind of do their own thing, but up until now, I did not think that they were that band, and yeah, it's quite good. So, gonna play another song off of that new Grenadier album, and then get into some Proclamation, Disciples of Mockery, and then some kind of experimental stuff, some ad nauseum. But yeah, let's get into some Grenadier.
Thank you.
are coming to an end here. That was some ad nauseum, some really great Italian experimental, progressive, weird black metal, death metal. I think there's something about that album that still I'm not totally resonating with. I don't know if it's the songwriting or what. I mean, I think when it comes to, you know, these Deathspell Omega / Gorguts, you know, inspired bands, I think a lot of people love Ulcerate. I think Ulcerate is extremely mechanical and boring. Not unlike, I guess, Meshuggah, but there's something about Meshuggah that is still kind of fun and, like, they stay in their lane, I guess you could say. Like, they're kind of doing their own thing, and even though their stuff can get a little one-note, literally sometimes, I think there's something to that kind of minimalism that's just cool. Ulcerate, I think, is going for that kind of expansive post-metal thing, but they just, they don't, I don't know, they lack that emotional root to them, at least for me. And I kind of feel like Ad Nauseam is a little like that. I think that they're better than Ulcerate for sure, but I still feel like they're grasping at something that, like, Deathspell Omega and Gorguts both have, you know, kind of hit. And I don't know, I think they have it in them. And I did just see that they are working on their third album, so maybe, you know, maybe that will be their kind of magnum opus. But that said, I do think that that Ad Nauseam album is quite good. You know, in terms of bands doing that style, I think they are one of the more notably better ones. And I mean, you know, here I am critiquing it as someone who couldn't, you know, even dream of playing some of the stuff that they do on that album. I mean, maybe someday I will be able to drum like that, but goddamn, I very, very impressive stuff. So that was Ad Nauseam. Before that, we had some Disciples of Mockery. That was the kind of Incantation second album that never was, given it's like three of the four same members. So really good Incantation-esque death metal from the late 90s. Again, that was Disciples of Mockery. And then before that, we had some Blasphemy Worship in the form of Proclamation off of their final album, Nether Tombs of Abaddon. Going into the last song of today, it's going to be, as usual, a bit of a wild card for the last song. I'm going to play some Fear Factory, so if you're not into that kind of new metal, industrial metal stuff, now would be a good time to turn it off. But I don't know, I've been really digging this song. It's one of their more kind of, I guess you could say, poppy songs. It's from their album Transgression, which is still not available on streaming. I'm not sure why, but I think it's one of their more underrated albums, so I'm gonna close us out with that. So yeah, with that, thanks for listening. This was a really good set, actually, in my opinion. So thank you for listening to this. And yeah, let's close out with some Fear Factory.